And now it's time for Ghost to Ghost with Art Bell and the same sorry Abaton. If you're calling from, or if you're just calling, here's the number, 1-800-ART.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and good morning, everyone, Coast to Coast. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. And even though we have survived the Y2K millennium, even though we've survived the turn of the millennium so far unscathed, we certainly must remain vigilant to the possibilities that civilization could collapse in an orgy of urban rioting and violence. How to address the impracticalities of surviving the 21st century next, we'll have with us, of course, our return guest, General Johnson Jameson. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, if you're listening to this show, the chances are decent you'll wind up burning in hell. Well, you may go to hell, but you don't have to burn. Not with the new Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Asbestos Hell Suit. The fires of hell never felt so refreshing when you stroll through the furnace gates of the underworld in your Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Asbestos Hell Suit. Your friends in hell will say, wow, how is it Bob looks so cool and relaxed while we suffer the torments of the eternally damned? Now let's review Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Hell Suit. The next time someone says go to hell, you'll say gladly, in my Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Asbestos Hell Suit, you, from Peenemann Enterprises. General Johnson Jameson is my guest, and we're talking about food storage and food consumption, General. Should we need to go into survival mode here in the 21st century? And I know, of course, it's still a very great possibility.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Art. We could... Y2K can still happen.
How do you figure that?
Well, this is what year now? 2001. And there may be a... If it clicks over to 2002, I hope it doesn't get to 2002. Two is the zero, not a prop, but two, that's...
So we could have urban rioting.
We could still have... Yeah, the whole thing. So what I've decided is I've got to do better food storage. Now, the dehydrated vegetables that I have in the Lipton's cup of soup, and I've got some 700 cases of it, tastes terrible. It's inedible. It's absolutely without merit.
But it can... See, this is the argument that I have with you, General. It can help you survive.
Well, you wouldn't want to eat this stuff, Art. I went into my laboratory And I said to myself, how can we make this Lipton cup of soup edible so that we can survive the road warrior and the urban rioting and the fact that I can't get money out of an ATM machine even though the year 2000 has come and gone without incident?
And what exactly was the answer?
Well, I went into the laboratory and I hit upon the idea. I saw some water sitting in a pan, so I heated it up and it started to boil. And guess what I did?
What?
I put the boiling water into the Lipton's cup of soup.
All right, now let me be very clear. You took Lipton's cup of soup and you put boiling water into it.
And it is now absolutely edible. It's fantastic.
That is amazing.
And it really... Somebody told me the directions were on the side of the cup. But as you know, Art, I only believe what I read on the internet. And
well, what we are going to do, and this is fantastic, you've just heard it. If you put boiling water into the Lipton's cup of soup, it tastes like what?
Well, someone told me it tastes like vegetable soup, but I don't...
It tastes like vegetable... That is amazing. What we're going to do, if you go to our website now, and I'm going to have Eddie Munster, go ahead, Eddie, he'll post it on the website, the directions on how to put boiling water into Lipton's cup of soup.
And but keep this in mind. Don't let the government know. And you put it on the web. That
well, as you know, the government sees. The government's monitoring everything on the internet. So now they're going to know that we know how to put water into Lipton's cup of soup. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Art. I've tried to let their national security director know this, but she will not return my phone calls. You see, this is do you see?
Oh, it's absolutely clear to me that you have obviously hit upon something that the government is trying to hide from most of us. Why wouldn't they return your phone calls?
That's the question I ask. I called the Phil Hendry show. He wouldn't take my call. Why won't the National Security Director for Bush take my phone calls? Because I have vital information that you need to put boiling water into Lipton's cup of soup. And guess what?
What?
She didn't take the call.
How much more proof do we need, General?
I don't know, Art. I've been going all over the country. I'm speaking, and I'm not speaking in colleges, as you might think I would. I'm standing on a corner with a bullhorn and a sandwich board over me that says the end is near. But it's still speaking. It's,
well, that's public speaking.
Yes, it is. It's the same. Some guys do it in colleges. I do it, you know, near the mission downtown.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm encouraging you on your public speaking tour to do more of that and let people know. And we will post again. Go to our website,
www.artbell.
Yeah, that's right, .com. And we'll have the directions on how to put water in the lid. General Jameson, I can't thank you enough. Once again, of course, you have saved the day, and we appreciate it so much.
Well, if we can get the information out, is all. That's all I want to do. The other thing is, of course, we now know that green lettuce tastes good with salad dressing on it. And
they didn't want us to know?
No, they did not want us to know that.
Thank you, General James. We'll have that on.
Yeah, put that on the website, too. Put dressing on salad and water in the soup.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps it up for our program. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast. And this is the C... What is it this week? I don't know.
Remember, put the boiling water into the soup.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I am Art Bell, and my guest is General Jameson Johnson. No, not really. I just, it's been so long since I played this that I thought I would do it just so Phil could keep his parodies contemporary. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment I blasted you about Phil Henry doing a spoof on you.
Phil Henry did a spoof on me?
Yeah, I guess it was today's show. I don't know. It was kind of late. And I know he does it in the afternoon. But he had your voice down pat.
He's got me down cold. There's no question about it.
And he was pretty scathing.
Was I? I know. Was I interviewing the general?
Yes.
I was again, yes.
And he had discovered a secret government plot that he was talking about Lipton iced tea. No, Lipton cup of soup. And he said that it tasted really bad. And that he had discovered this government plot.
Yeah.
He had uncovered the secret of making it taste better, which was boiled water. it was pretty scathing, but I was surprised that he had your voice down so good.
Oh, he's got me. Yeah, he's got me. He does me all the time. Is that?
Oh, I had never heard it before. I just heard your music, and I was like, early for you.
That's why I said, did he interview the general? Because usually... What is his name? Jameson Johnson or Johnson
Jameson?
Jameson Johnson,
or something like that.
Yep, that's it. All right, that's Phil. Yeah, he's got my voice down very well indeed. And he does me all the time, and that's all right. I take that in a well-humored way, because it's meant that way. He really does. And I met Phil down at the confab I was talking to you about a little while ago. That resulted in that poster that's up on the website that you can see. The Premier 9. And anyway, in talking with Phil, he's got it down. I heard him do me down there. And it was right on the mark. What can one say? He must study. He must listen. Obviously, he listens. He couldn't possibly do this without having listened rather intently to me. So good morning, Phil.